Welcome to episode 136 and a brand new week of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb and I'm your host. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 12, John 19, and Psalm 58 from the New Century Version. Deuteronomy chapter 12. These are the commands and laws you must carefully obey in the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. Obey them as long as you live in the land. When you inherit the lands of these nations, you must completely destroy all the places where they serve their gods, on high mountains, in hills, and under every green tree. Tear down their altars, smash their holy stone pillars, and burn their Asherah idols in the fire. Cut down their idols and destroy their names from those places. Don't worship the Lord your God that way, but look for the place the Lord your God will choose, a place among your tribes where he is to be worshipped. Go there and bring to that place your burnt offerings and sacrifices. Bring a tenth of what you gain and your special gifts. Bring what you have promised and the special gifts you want to give the Lord, and bring the first animals born to your herds and flocks. There you will be together with the Lord your God. There you and your families will eat, and you will enjoy all the good things for which you have worked, because the Lord your God has blessed you. Do not worship the way we have been doing today, each person doing what he thinks is right. You have not yet come to a resting place, to the land the Lord your God will give you as your own. But soon you will cross the Jordan River to live in the land the Lord your God is giving you as your own, where he will give you rest from all your enemies, and you will live in safety. Then the Lord your God will choose a place where he is to be worshipped. To that place you must bring everything I tell you, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, your offerings of a tenth of what you gain, your special gifts, and all your best things you promised to the Lord. There, rejoice before the Lord your God. Everyone should rejoice, you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites from your towns who have no land of their own. Be careful that you don't sacrifice your burnt offerings just anywhere you please. Offer them only in the place the Lord will choose. He will choose a place in one of your tribes, and there you must do everything I am commanding you. But you may kill your animals in any of your towns, and eat as much of the meat as you want, as if it were a deer or a gazelle. This is the blessing the Lord your God is giving you. Anyone, clean or unclean, may eat this meat, but do not eat the blood. Pour it out on the ground like water. Do not eat in your own towns what belongs to the Lord, one-tenth of your grain, new wine, or oil, the first animals born to your herds or flocks, whatever you have promised to give, the special gifts you want to give to the Lord, or any other gifts. Eat these things when you are together with the Lord your God, in the place the Lord your God chooses to be worshipped. Everyone must do this, you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites from your towns. Rejoice in the Lord your God's presence about the things you have worked for. Be careful not to forget the Levites as long as you live in the land. When the Lord your God enlarges your country, as he has promised, and you want some meat, so you say, "I want some meat," you may eat as much meat as you want. If the Lord your God chooses a place where he is to be worshipped that is too far away from you, you may kill animals from your herds and flocks, which the Lord has given to you. I have commanded that you may do this. You may eat as much of them as you want in your own towns, as you would eat gazelle or deer meat. Both clean and unclean people may eat this meat, but be sure you don't eat the blood, because the life is in the blood. Don't eat the life with the meat. Don't eat the blood, but pour it out on the ground like water. If you don't eat it, things will go well for you and your children, because you will be doing what the Lord says is right. Take your holy things and the things you have promised to give, and go to the place the Lord will choose. Present your burnt offerings on the altar of the Lord your God, both the meat and the blood. The blood of your sacrifices should be poured beside the altar of the Lord your God, but you may eat the meat. Be careful to obey all the rules I'm giving you, so that things will always go well for you and your children, and you will be doing what the Lord your God says is good and right. You will enter the land and take it away from the nations that the Lord your God will destroy ahead of you. When you force them out and live in their land, they will be destroyed for you. But be careful not to be trapped by asking about their gods. Don't say, "How do these nations worship? I will do the same." Don't worship the Lord your God that way, because the Lord hates the evil ways they worship their gods. They even burn their sons and daughters as sacrifices to their gods. Be sure to do everything I have commanded you. Do not add anything to it, and do not take anything away from it. John chapter 19. Then Pilate ordered that Jesus be taken away and whipped. The soldiers made a crown from some thorny branches and put it on Jesus' head and put a purple robe around him. Then they came to him many times and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and hit him in the face. Again Pilate came out and said to them, "Look, I'm bringing Jesus out to you. I want you to know that I find nothing against him." So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." When the leading priests and the guards saw Jesus, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" But Pilate answered, "Crucify him yourselves, because I find nothing against him." The leaders answered, "We have a law that says he should die, because he said he is the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid. He went back inside the palace and asked Jesus, "Where do you come from?" But Jesus did not answer him. Pilate said, "You refuse to speak to me? Don't you know I have power to set you free and power to have you crucified?" Jesus answered, "The only power you have over me is the power given to you by God. The man who turned me into you is guilty of a greater sin." After this, Pilate tried to let Jesus go. But some in the crowd cried out, "Anyone who makes himself king is against Caesar. If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar." When Pilate heard what they were saying, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at the place called the Stone Pavement. In the Hebrew language, the name is Gabbatha. It was about noon on preparation day of Passover week. Pilate said to the crowd, "Here is your king." They shouted, "Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Do you want me to crucify your king?" The leading priests answered, "The only king we have is Caesar." So Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. The soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, Jesus went out to a place called the Place of the Skull, which in the Hebrew language is called Golgotha. There they crucified Jesus. They also crucified two other men, one on each side, with Jesus in the middle. Pilate wrote a sign and put it on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." The sign was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Many of the people read the sign because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. The leading priest said to Pilate, "Don't write, 'The King of the Jews,' but write, 'This man said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." After the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, with each soldier getting one part. They also took his long shirt, which was all one piece of cloth, woven from top to bottom. So the soldiers said to each other, "We should not tear this into parts. Let's throw lots to see who will get it." This happened so that this scripture would come true: "They divided my clothes among them, and they threw lots for my clothing." So the soldiers did this. Standing near his cross were Jesus' mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the follower he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." Then he said to his follower, "Here is your mother." From that time on, the follower took her to live in his home. After this, Jesus knew that everything had been done. So that the scripture would come true, he said, "I am thirsty." There was a jar full of vinegar there, so the soldiers soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a branch of a hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' mouth. When Jesus tasted the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and died. This day was preparation day, and the next day was a special Sabbath day. Since the religious leaders did not want the bodies to stay on the cross on the Sabbath day, they asked Pilate to order that the legs of the men be broken and the bodies be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man on the cross beside Jesus. Then they broke the legs of the man on the other cross beside Jesus. But when the soldiers came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers stuck his spear into Jesus' side, and at once blood and water came out. The one who saw this happen is the one who told us this, and whatever he says is true. And he knows that he tells the truth, and he tells it so that you might believe. These things happened to make the scriptures come true. Not one of his bones will be broken. And another scripture says, they will look at the one they stabbed. Later, Joseph from Arimathea asked Pilate if he could take the body of Jesus. Joseph was a secret follower of Jesus because he was afraid of some of the leaders. Pilate gave his permission, so Joseph came back and took Jesus' body away. Nicodemus, who earlier had come to Jesus at night, went with Joseph. He brought about 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes. These two men took Jesus' body and wrapped it with the spices in pieces of linen cloth, which is how they bury the dead. In the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden. In the garden was a new tomb that had never been used before. The men laid Jesus in that tomb because it was nearby, and they were preparing to start their Sabbath day. Psalms chapter 58. Do you rulers really say what is right? Do you judge people fairly? No, in your heart you plan evil. You think up violent crimes in the land. From birth, evil people turn away from God. They wander off and tell lies as soon as they are born. They are like poisonous snakes, like deaf cobras that stop up their ears so they cannot hear the music of the snake charmer, no matter how well he plays. God, break the teeth in their mouths. Tear out the fangs of those lions, Lord. Let them disappear like water that flows away. Let them be cut short like a broken arrow. Let them be like snails that melt as they move. Let them be like a child born dead who never saw the sun. His anger will blow them away alive, faster than burning thorns can heat a pot. Good people will be glad when they see him get even. They will wash their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say, there really are rewards for doing what is right. There really is a God who judges the world. May God bless the reading of His Word. So, I'm reading our chapter in John, and it occurs to me that as Jesus was before Pilate, a politician, he said something to Pilate that would be good for us to remember. It was when Pilate said to him, "Don't you know I have power to set you free and power to have you crucified?" Remember what Jesus said? He said, "The only power you have over me is the power given to you by God." My friend, we're living in difficult times when politicians seem to be making decisions, in many cases, against the will of the people. They seem to think that they're above the people. It would be good for them to keep in mind what Jesus said to Pilate, and it's a good reminder for us as well. They're there because of the will of God. They're being used by Him to accomplish His purpose on the earth, just as Pilate was. Something to think about on this first day of the work week. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.